Olá! Welcome to the Portuguese from Portugal podcast. Today we have a slowly spoken article for you to help you to learn and comprehend the Portuguese language. Enjoy it!
Madeira. A Madeira, oficialmente região autónoma da Madeira, constitui uma das regiões autónomas da República Portuguesa, correspondendo territorialmente ao arquipélago da Madeira, sendo o seu vizinho marítimo mais próximo o arquipélago das Ilhas Canárias, situado ao largo de Marrocos, na África. No entanto, a Madeira é um arquipélago totalmente europeu. A região é dotada de autonomia política e administrativa através do Estatuto Político-Administrativo da Região Autónoma da Madeira, previsto na Constituição da República Portuguesa. Uma das teorias dos historiadores é de que as Ilhas da Madeira e Porto Santo foram descobertas primeiro pelos romanos e, mais tarde, o arquipélago foi redescoberto pelos portugueses, nomeadamente Tristão Vaz Teixeira e João Gonçalves Zarco, em 1419, que apelidou a ilha com o nome Madeira devido à abundância desta matéria-prima. Primeiro, foi descoberta a ilha do Porto Santo, 1418, por João Gonçalves Zarco e Tristão Vaz Teixeira. Depois, a ilha da Madeira, 1419, com Bartolomeu Perestrelo, que acompanhava de novo João Gonçalves Zarco.
Hi everyone, my name is Rita, I'm from Portugal and I'm here today to present to you a new article. The new article's name is Madeira. And as usual, I'm here with my co-host James, and together with James, we will read the text and I will try to help James improve his pronunciation and help him also to understand certain words or expressions that he may not understand. Shall we get started, James?
Sure, I'm ready.
Wonderful.
A Madeira, oficialmente, região autónoma da Madeira, constitui uma das regiões autónomas da República Portuguesa, correspondendo territorialmente ao arquipélago de Madeira, sendo o seu vizinho marítimo, mais próximo o arquipélago das Ilhas Canárias, situado ao largo de Marrocos, na África.
Muito bem. So, did you understand this quite long?
Yeah, it's very long, isn't it?
Quite a long sentence.
Yes.
So, Madeira, oficialmente, we know oficialmente from the previous articles.
Yeah, so officially known as.
Yeah, officially known as Região Autónoma da Madeira. Mm-hmm. So, Região Autónoma, as we put in highlight, is a part of the Portuguese territory, although has their own laws and autonomy. It has autonomy.
So they have their own government.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Their own government, they have their own rules, mm-hmm. except is some, I don't know, death penalty or something like it goes beyond the Portuguese constitution. They normally do their own, they are autonomous.
Okay.
Yeah, even mm-hmm. though they are part of Portugal.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yes.
Constitui. Do you understand the word constitui?
It's a made up of or part
yeah,
of.
Yeah, part of, mm-hmm. exactly. A very important part of. Regiões autónomas
Portugal.
De Portugal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because yeah. there are other ones. Yes. So it's uma das. Os Açores is also mm-hmm. a região autónoma. So, correspondente territorialmente ao arquipélago da Madeira, arquipélago means they have different islands.
Like yeah. a group of islands. A
group of islands, yes. Yeah, yes. So Madeira, the group of islands, and then you have different islands such as Porto Santo, Funchal, etc. And it's interesting because, as it said, sendo o seu vizinho, you understand vizinho?
No.
A vizinha is a neighbor. Neighbor. Something that lives near us, yeah? Like our neighbors in the house, apartment. In this case, vizinho marítimo. Marítimo, you understand?
The water.
The water.
The ocean.
In the ocean. Mm. Mais próximo é o arquipélago das Ilhas Canárias. Mm-hmm. Which is Spain.
Yes, yes.
And is as Canárias, it's in the Morocco's, it's located in Morocco's, so African continent.
In the area, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yep, yeah, next sentence.
Okay. No entanto, a Madeira é arquipélago totalmente Europeu.
Europeu, pronto. So basically saying.
So like all the islands in Madeira belong to Europe.
Are European.
European.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Very good. Next.
Okay. A região é dotada de autonomia política e administrativa
mm-hmm.
através do Estatuto Político Administrativo da Região Autónoma de Madeira,
uhum.
previsto na Constituição da República Portuguesa.
Good. So, did you understand the general idea?
One of these first words here is dotada. Could you explain
that? Dotada is something that is made of. It's composed of.
Constitui. Similar?
Similar. Yeah, very good. It's, yeah. So, it's, but in this case, dotar is to give something or someone certain skills to. Yeah? So,
okay.
In this case, a região é dotada de autonomia. So, it was given. Autonomia, autonomy, political and administrative autonomy. So it means dotar in this context, it was given, it's part of them, of the region, to have this autonomy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Através, we know already, right? So I think we had this before. As through.
Ah, yes.
So, how they have this political and administrative autonomy? Due to the estatuto, it's like a status.
Mm-hmm.
Estatuto político administrativo. So, basically, since Madeira is not from the Portuguese continent, they have their own status. And this status is previsto, which is very important. It is already in the Constitution, yeah, previsto. Mm-hmm. It means it's something that you can foresee. In this case, it's like, doesn't matter which Constitution, until now there is a status for Madeira, and this means they have to be politically and administratively autonomous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it can't be changed.
Well, I think
unless
not.
They change the constitution.
Unless they mm-hmm. change the constitution. I think mm-hmm. it never, as far as I know, it never happened. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay, so the next paragraph. Uma das teorias dos
historiadores
é de que as ilhas de Madeira e Porto Santo foram
descobertas
primeiro pelos romanos e mais tarde o arquipélago foi redescoberto pelos portugueses, nomeadamente, Tristão Vaz
Teixeira
e João Gonçalves Zaco.
Muito bem.
Em 1419.
Muito bem.
Que apelido a ilha...
Apelidou
a ilha com o nome Madeira, devido à abundância desta matéria-prima.
Well, again, a long sentence.
Oh, yes. Very long.
So, let's break this a bit. So, uma das teorias dos historiadores, that's understandable, right?
Like one of the theories, historical theories.
The historical theories.
Yes.
É de que as ilhas da Madeira e Porto Santo foram descobertas primeiro pelos romanos.
They were first discovered by the Romans.
Because others think that was first discovered by the Portuguese.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's why they say here...
A theory.
One of the historical... No, historiadores is the person. Historians? You say in English?
Historian.
The historian. One of the historians...
Theories
is mm-hmm. that was first discovered by the Romans, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Discovered by.
Yes.
E mais tarde, yeah?
Yes.
Later on.
Rediscovered by
correct,
Portuguese.
By Portuguese. Mm-hmm. Nomeadamente, we know that adverb already.
Yeah, known as. Or that,
no. Namely.
Okay.
Nomeadamente. Mente, we know that is an adverb. Mm-hmm. Nomear
yes.
is to give a name or to specify something. Namely, Tristão Vaz Teixeira e João Gonçalves Zarco em 1419, que apelidou, that's very interesting. So, our in Portuguese, our surnames are apelidos. Apelidos.
Okay.
Surnames are apelidos. The verb apelidou is to give name to something. Like the families in many years ago, they gave the apelidos. Apelidar, to give a name to something or to someone. In this case, apelidou a ilha com o nome Madeira. Yeah? So, to give mm-hmm. the name of Madeira. Why? Do you know why?
Because of this abundance of...
Of Madeira.
Madeira.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Due to the devido a... Which is an expression that comes together, devido a, because of the abundance of this matéria-prima in English, I'm not sure how you translate, like a source, resource.
Okay, could be, yes.
Like a natural resource.
Natural resource, yeah? Yes.
Madeira, which is wood.
Mm-hmm.
So basically in English, this island or the archipelago of Madeira is wood.
Okay.
Archipelago, you also say archipelago.
Yes, we
yeah?
say.
Archipelago. Good, so that's it. Anything else you would like to
no,
to
you
know more deeply?
All.
Yeah, yes. So good. Last sentence.
Mm-hmm. Primeiro foi descoberta a ilha dos Porto Santo, mm-hmm. 1418.
Muito bem.
Por João Gonçalves
Zarco
e Tristão Vaz Teixeira.
Muito bem.
Depois, a Ilha da Madeira,
1419,
com Bartolomeu
Perestrelo.
Perestrelo.
It's a bit difficult to say.
Que acompanhava do novo...
De novo.
Do novo João Gonçalves Zarco.
Muito bem. So, did you understand the idea? Or...
So there's not. Talking about the first island to be discovered was this Porto Santo,
1418, mm-hmm. por João Gonçalves Zarco e Tristão Vaz Teixeira.
Yes.
Yeah.
And afterwards, the island of Madeira was discovered with this other person.
Com Bartolomeu por Estrelo, mm-hmm. que acompanhava de novo. So you, this is important.
Yes, because I don't know, that's a bit confusing for me, because it sounds like...
Yeah, so basically, que acompanhava de novo, what is your understand of this acompanhava de novo?
It sounds more like the João Gonçalves Zarco is like new, and he's like...
No.
But he's the one that discovered the other island.
Yeah, but so that's confusing. De novo.
Yeah.
That he's not new. De novo means again.
Ah.
Yeah, no, you are right. Novo is new, but de novo, mm-hmm. Is an adverb that means again.
Okay.
Yeah, so, com o Bartolomeu por Estrelo, que acompanhava de novo, so basically, o João Gonçalves Zarco, junto com o Tristão Vaz Teixeira, descobriram a ilha de Porto Santo, they discovered together the Porto Santo Island, and... O Bartolomeu por Estrelo, em 1419, acompanhou o João.
So they went, he then went again.
Exactly, exactly. Yes. No, but it's interesting you say, because it for those who doesn't know what de novo means, that's a crucial thing.
Yes, yes.
Because you think, and well thought. So he discovered in 1418, and then now he's new? Yeah. No. De novo, yes. So he went again.
Okay.
But this time with Bartolomeu por Estrelo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. So anything else would you like to know? To...
No, I think it's a nice bit of history about the island.
Yes, it's a bit of history, it's a bit of long...
Long sentences.
Long sentences, but our resources are this, and I think... Yeah, it's also Portuguese structure. Sometimes we use really long sentences in certain types of articles and content. So it's also good for our listeners to get familiarized with this type of long sentences, long Portuguese sentences.
Yeah, and these islands are very interesting, I think. So we could definitely do some more articles with
places within the islands. Yes, Sordes as well. So different, you know, in case of Madeira, it's officially also the capital of Madeira is Funchal.
Mm-hmm.
And I find very interesting for me, personally as well, to know more about these islands, and I think for those who are listening to us that may want to visit those islands and is a bit more information.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you, James.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to see our grammar highlights and our questions, please make sure to check out our website, www.portuguesefromportugal.com. We'll leave you for now. Thank you very much. Adeus. Bye.
Bye.
Make sure to check out the website portuguesefromportugal.com for the full article text, grammar highlights, and questions. See you next time.